الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. How is everybody doing?
الحمد لله.
الحمد لله. جزاكم الله خيرا. Welcome to the tutorial today. We are going to be, inshallah, taking up some of the worksheet. Let me share my screen with you. Sorry, one sec. Okay, there we go. Okay, so this is where we are. One of the things in the class resources that we have added is these tutorial handouts. There's the Word doc and the PDF doc, and then the answer key. The answer key is there, inshallah, so that if we don't finish all of it, you can do it and see what you got right or wrong. And then if there's a question about something in the answer key, you can ask us on the WhatsApp group. I think the best place to ask about a question isn't on email, but it's actually the WhatsApp group. Because if you're asking a question about something, maybe other people have the same question. So it's more of like a forum. So that is what I would encourage us to do going forward. This handout will be posted, inshallah, before the tutorial, inshallah. So on Friday here in Friday Toronto time, we'll try to make it as earlier as we possibly can, inshallah. And then once you have it, ideally you have looked at it or attempted it, some of it or all of it before the tutorial. And if you haven't, then during the tutorial, we will give you the time to attempt it, inshallah ta'ala. Sounds good? So let me get the handout here and get started on it, inshallah ta'ala. There is the handout. I will open this up here. Yes, enable editing. I'm pretty confident there's no viruses. All right, April 11th, 2020. That is our day today, and this is our tutorial. Two main things, harf nasb practice and Quran study. All right, people. We are going to translate the following sentence. This is, inshallah, going to be an easy one to do so. Zaid is my friend. If you can take a minute to translate that, that will be great. The word for friend is sadiqun. And you can send the answer to me in the chat, but send it, you know, as a private message, inshallah, private message when you are done. And then if you are doing it verbally, then you can just say it, inshallah ta'ala, once I ask you to. So it's my friend, dear brother Ismail. Very good, mashallah. I like how people are doing this in a good way, inshallah. Aha. Very good as well. Okay, the correct answer, as many of you have sent in, is Zaidun Sadiqi. Mashallah. Zaidun Sadiqi. Very nicely done, mashallah ta'ala. That is the correct answer. Zaid is my friend. Okay, let us look at what is the mubtada. The mubtada is
Zaidun.
Mubtada is Zaidun. Very nice. Okay, awesome. Alhamdulillah. The mubtada is Zaidun. I'm sorry, give me a second here. Let me just fix something. All right, very good. The mubtada is Zaidun. This is pretty straightforward. And the khabar is Khabar is people. Close. Khabar would be.
Sadiqi.
Sadiqi.
Sadiqi. Precisely, Sadiqi. And then also it is mudaf. It is mudaf and what's the mudaf ilayhi?
E.
There we go, right? That's the mudaf ilayhi. Very good. Ahsantum. Okay, so that, folks, is the way we will understand this. Is there a related to khabar?
No.
No related to khabar, so we will say NA to that. Okay, very nice. Let's proceed with the next one. Indeed, Zaid is my friend at school. Now, we've done at school before. Can someone remind me how to say school?
Madrasa.
Madrasa, very good. Okay, so please send this as a private message. Jazakumullahu khairan. And then we'll take it up. All right, mashallah, Ahsan, this is from Ziyad. Sister Shamim, Zay, Inna, after Inna, Harf Nasb. Brother Mushfiq, also Harf Nasb. Ahsan, Brother Ismail, well done. Mr. Michelle Ahsanti. Still not correct, Sister Shamim. Brother Mushfiq, the Zaid has a tadmeen. But Zaid is a definite, right? Because it's the name of a person. Like Muhammad. Okay, let's try this, inshallah. How do I say indeed?
Inna.
Inna. Thank you. Inna. Then?
Zaidi.
Inna Zaidan. Inna Zaidan. Why Zaidan? Because it's the?
Inna.
Because of Inna. Inna Zaidan. Sadiqi. Let me do something interesting here, just for the sake of the visual. Right? Let me copy the jumla ismiya as is. Zaidun Sadiqi. Okay? Now check this out. I add Inna to this sentence. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
That is going to change Zaidun to
Zaidan.
Zaidan. Sadiqi. At school, this would be fi.
Madrasa.
Al.
Al madrasa.
Madrasati.
Madrasati. Okay, very good. Harf nasb is
inna.
Inna. All right. Let's copy the mubtada khabar for a sec here. All right. Fi is it can be in and at Sister Michelle. Ala is like on or upon. Okay. Harf nasb is inna. Ism inna now, the mubtada is now Zayd. I'm sorry, the mubtada that was Zayd is now ism. Very good. And the khabar inna remains
the same.
So the qi, and it is mudaf, correct?
Yes.
And the mudaf ilayhi is what? The ya, right? Yeah. Is this majroor? Khabar inna, is it majroor?
Yes.
How on earth can khabar inna be majroor?
No.
Marfu. No,
it's marfu.
Not majroor.
No, it's not majroor.
So why does it have a kasra?
Because of the ya.
Because of the ya. Ahsan to your brother. Musa, well done. The ya, that is the attached pronoun, will drag down the haraka on the last letter here and make it into a kasra. That doesn't make it majroor. That's how it's going to be. It is in fact mabni. It's marfu' this way. It will be mansub that way. It will be majroor that way. Okay? We got to start. These are basic concepts. We cannot, you know, get them wrong time and time again, people. Okay? Related is what?
Fil madrasati.
Fil madrasati. Harf jar ism majrur fil madrasati. Okay, very good. Okay, the woman is a teacher of the Arabic language. Now, this is something you have to think about a little bit and send it to me as a private message. Hint for you is Arabic language would be manutnat. Okay? All right, go for it, people. All right, mashallah. Al mar'a. That's not correct, Sister Shamim. Because I have the teacher of. Ahsan, Sister Umm Ziyad, well done. But the Mushfiq, almost correct, not fee, use li. So the khabar has to be with nasr. If it's if there's no reason for it to not have tanween, it will have tanween, right? All right. Okay, so this is a tricky one. But now we're going to do some tricky stuff because, you know, we want to extend our learning a little bit here. Okay? Al-mar'a. Al-mar'a. Should I start by al-mar'a or is it mar'atun? Should I start with da or not? Al-mar'atu, correct?
Yes. Yes, al-mar'atu.
Why is that?
Al.
Definite. The mubtada is usually definite, right? The translation says the woman, and the mubtada is usually definite. So that's the correct. Both those reasons are correct. Okay, very good. The woman. Now, I need my khabar. What is my khabar here, people? It's a teacher. So that would be?
Muallim.
Muallim would be incorrect.
Muallimatun.
That will also be incorrect. Muallimatun would be the correct answer. Muallimatun. Why muallimatun? Because it's a teacher. Perfect. It is a teacher. I encourage you to write this down on a piece of paper, people. Okay? Because otherwise, I think you might just be... you may not... Like, you'll see me write the answer and be like, ah, okay. But if you write it down, the attempt from it will be easier, inshallah, for you. It's a teacher. A is indefinite, has to be tanween. Okay, mu'allimatun.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And why is there a ta marbuta?
Feminine.
Okay, so these are things now we have to, you know, start putting together, inshallah. Now here I have off. So I can't use mudaf and mudaf ilayhi because I have a teacher of the language, right? If I was saying the teacher of the Arabic language, I can maybe use mudaf and mudaf ilayhi, but I have a teacher. So I instead have to use something else to create the meaning of off. That would be a harf jar. What harf jar should I use?
Li.
Okay, very good. Now, the Arabic language, this I told you the hint is man'ud na'at. Okay? So here is how it works. This is maybe a little tricky and that's okay. It will be the language Arabic. So it will be lil. للغة العربية. You see? I'm actually going to switch the font a little bit here. Sorry, just fidgeting with this a little bit. Unfortunately, it is messing up. Maybe simplified Arabic. Oh, right. There you go. Ah, there we go. Now you can see the tashkil fully. So do you see something interesting here? Li is the harf jar.
Yeah.
Now I have to say, man'ud na'at, the Arabic language, it actually goes the language, the Arabic. That's how man'ud na'at in Arabic works, right? If I was to say good boy in Arabic, I would say
boy good.
So I have to do al-lughati. Where is the al? I don't see an alif. Well, that's because when you attach li to a word that has an al, the alif goes out the window and it becomes lil like this. Do you remember this? We spoke about this quite a few times. People. Correct? Then, al-lughati, al-arabiyyati. The properties are going to match. This is majrur, majrur. Feminine, feminine. Singular, singular. So singular, singular, definite, definite. And that is the correct meaning. Al-mar'atu mu'allimatun lil-lughatil arabiyya. Okay, I'm going to do a variant of this as well in the notes here, just for the sake of comparison. Can you tell me, how will I say the woman is the teacher? If I wanted to make it the teacher of the Arabic language. Now, what do I do? What would I use? I would use... I would use mudaf and mudaf ilayhi, wouldn't I? The teacher of the Arabic language. In this case, if I wanted to say that, let me actually... If I wanted to say this, instead of a teacher, I wanted to say the teacher. I will still keep al-mar'atu. But then what I would do is I would say... mu'allimatul lugha ahsanti that's what I would do al-mar'atu mu'allimatul lughatil arabiyyati I would do that what have I done here In this case, I have made this mudaf. Al-lughati mudaf ilayhi. And it is man'ut. And it is... this is the na'at for this man'ut. Okay? So that is what we're doing if I wanted to say da. But that's not the question. The question is a. And in that case, I will have mu'allimatun as definite. I'm sorry, mu'allimatun as indefinite. And to create the meaning of, I have to use the harf jar li. Okay? In the case of me trying to say the teacher, I will not say the al-mar'atu al-mu'allimatu. That will be incorrect. Okay? To create the meaning of teacher, let's say here, if I wanted to do that, maybe use a different color here, then I will use the mudaf and mudaf ilayhi. The and the of has to go together. Because keep in mind, our mudaf, its type is determined by looking at the mudaf ilayhi. It's not two separate things. All right. So that is that. Like I said, this is a tricky one. But now these tutorial ones are going to be a little tricky. If you still do the same, you know, al-muslimu, al-rajulu muslimun, you won't really learn much. Okay? Now we're trying to maybe take it to the next level. Okay? In this sentence, al-mubtada is al-mar'atu. Khabar is... Mu'allima tun. We're doing this sentence as the for the analysis. And then related is?
Lughatul Arabiyya.
Incorrect. Related would be? Li harjar al-lughati.
Arabiyya.
And then what is lil-lugha?
Mudaf.
Manut.
Al-lugha is man'ut. Al-lugha is man'ut. And al-arabiyya is?
Nah.
Is na'at. Okay. Excellent. Now I'm going to add inna to this. I'm going to do this one because we're kind of running out of time here. Where is it? Indeed, the woman is a teacher of the Arabic language. Okay, I have the same sentence. What do I do? Inna, excellent. Then what happens, Ya Brother Nasir, if I add inna?
Al-mar'atu changes.
Very good. That is innal mar'a
maratan.
Innal mar'ati maratan maratun.
Maratan.
Which was gonna be people? We have six possibilities. Maratun, maratu, maratan, marata. Mar'atin, mar'ati. Which one?
Mar'ata.
Tan.
Mar'ata. Why not tan?
Al.
Because of the al. All right, very good. Innal mar'ata. Anything else changes? All right, this is sentence has now... She is a teacher of the Arabic language. Ah, so what do I do now?
Here.
Where do I put here, people?
Here.
Where do I put it? I put this here. Before Mu'allimatun. Excellent, Brother Mushfiq. It'll go here. Yeah. Indeed, the woman, she is a teacher of the Arabic language. All right, let me clear this for a sec. No color. All right. I have my harf nasb, which is?
Inna.
Inna. Ism inna.
Al-maratu. Marata.
Al-mar'ata. Khabar inna. Now don't guess this and think about this. I'll give you a few seconds to think about it.
Here.
Ah, very good. The sentence jumla ismiya. What is the jumla ismiya sentence? The rest hiya muallimatun lil-lughati al-arabiyyah. That entire sentence afterwards is the
khabar.
Is the khabar. Why not just hiya?
Yeah, why not?
Anybody know?
Because hiya is a mudaf.
Hiya cannot be mudaf, no.
It's mubtada.
Oh, sorry, mubtada. Sorry, mubtada I meant.
Hiya is mubtada, very good. So that will mean what?
We have another jumla.
We have another jumla ismiya. Okay, very good. How many of you, I'm going to do a poll here because I'm starting to get worried. How many of you get this? Okay. How many of you did this before class? If you had the chance, like those of you had a chance to do it, how many of you tried it? If you can just type yes or no. Okay. I think this has to be tried before we take it up. Because if you just do it like this, there's not a lot of learning going to happen. We're just going to be, a lot of it is just going to be guessing. I'll tell the answer and then we'll just move on. So what we'll try to do is we have to make sure, yes, I think we have to make it so that it is on Thursday at least. And you have an attempt, at least some time to attempt it before you do, before the tutorial, because the way this is going to go right now, this is going to be, frankly, an exercise for most people is going to be fruitless. Okay. And that's not a good thing. The whole sentence is your khabar, okay? And then that sentence, the whole sentence is what type of jumla? It's jumla ismiya, so it has a mubtada. What is the mubtada?
Yeah.
Okay. And the rest of it, khabar is?
Look at the Arabic, the rest of the sentence.
That's not correct.
Oh. Wow.
The khabar is mu'allimatun. And then the related is the lil-lugha.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, these two, you guys do it inshallah yourself and check the answer key to see what the answers are. Okay, I'm going to skip them and I'm going to move on to some examples from the Quran. Alright, now this is from Surah number 67, إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ. This is Surah Mulk. إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ. This is a harf nasb is inna. And the ism inna is, please type the answer. Okay. Harf nasb is who. Okay, very good.
Oh.
Who, yeah. Just please type the answer. Okay. Thank you. What is the khabar inna? Khabar inna is alimun. Perfect. Khabar inna is alimun. Let me split the view so that you can see the ayah while that is happening. Okay, khabar inna is alimun. Very good. Now, what is B? Harf jar. Very good. Harf jar is B. What would be the related to khabar here, people? Be the T. Harf jar ism majroor. Can I include as-suduri as well? It's all related, but like in terms of its meaning, but more precisely, I want to separate it, right? Because dhati is mudaf. Dhati is mudaf. And mudaf ilayhi is as-suduri. Okay, very good. B harf jar, dhati ism majroor, also mudaf, as-suduri mudaf ilayhi. Okay, good. Inna minal mujrimina muntaqimun. This is ayah from surah number 32, surah Sajda. Okay. What is this? Where is the harf nasb? Is it inna or inna? Is it the two? Is it both of this or just inna? Good. Harf nasb is inna. Okay. What's the ism inna? Very good. The attached pronoun na. Okay. Khabar. So this is muntaqimun. The word is muntaqimun. Muntaqimun means the one who takes revenge. Okay. So that would be my khabar. Okay. Related. Min al mujrimina. Great. That's the correct answer. We forgot to translate the sentence before, but the khalas, it's okay. We'll translate this one now. What is this sentence mean? Mm-mm. That's not correct, sister. Inna goes before the is. Excellent, Brother Mushfiq. Ahsant. Indeed. Muntaqim is somebody who takes revenge. So we take revenge. Or if we are Avenger, is that going to be fine? Avengers, maybe not. Let's just say we take revenge. Min al mujrimin. Min means from, right? From the mujrim, as some of you translated, is sinners. That's correct. But what does it actually mean? It actually means a criminal. Now, the criminal here is not like someone who's done like a criminal act in Islamic law. Like, for example, they have stolen or something. But this is a criminal who is spiritually a criminal. That's what Allah uses for people like that. It's even though it's like in the worldly sense, it's not a crime. But they're doing a crime to themselves. They've wronged themselves. Very good, yeah, Brother Bilal. We take revenge from the criminals. Inna min al mujrimina muntaqimun. Okay, very good. That's very nice. All right. Let's do the next one. La'alla as-sa'ata qareebun. And yes, the emphasis, sorry, I was going to say that, but I forgot. The emphasis, let me just go back to this one, sorry, is on minal mujrimin. Because the related to khabar is before the khabar, you see? The khabar is here, revenge. or the ones who take revenge. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to highlight that he's taking revenge from the criminals, not just like, you know, he's out for revenge. He is going to do that from those who have committed these actions. Okay, and that part is highlighted. All right, thank you for that, Sister Ziyad, for reminding me. I had forgotten about that. Okay, next one. Harf nas, people. What is the harf nas first? La'alla. La'alla. Very good. Isam inna. As-sa'ata. That's okay, Sister Maryam. I know you meant the khabar. As-sa'ata. Khabar inna. Qareebun. Is it related to khabar? No, alhamdulillah. Okay, very good. La'alla as-sa'ata qareebun. Okay, how do you translate that? So, Brother Bilal, indeed would be inna. All right, what's la'alla? It's in the book. Ahsad Brother Ismail. In a way, Bilal, you're right. However, that is actually for the word asa. And also, yeah, we can say la'alla. Perhaps you're right. You're right, la'alla. But we want to do the literal translation for now. Okay, so what is it, Yabiba? What is la'alla's literal translation? That's in the sentence, in the section of Sisters of Inna. Perhaps As-sa'ata da. The hour is near. What is the hour? Day of Judgment. Excellent. That's what the Quran calls the Day of Judgment. As-sa'a, the hour. Okay? And as Brother Bilal pointed out very correctly, that when Allah says perhaps, he usually means it's going to happen, right? And this is like a way of like expressing the idea that perhaps it's near, right? And it's like a threatening way of reminding people that you may think it's far, but perhaps it's near. That style is called tawbikh in Arabic, which is to scold or to threaten, but not using threatening words. It's like a normal word, but the way it's phrased, and especially who it's coming from, is going to give the add the element of the threat, right? It's like if you imagine like a school teacher, for example, if he tells his students, study for the exam, they're like, yeah, whatever. It's like, perhaps it'll be difficult. That's like a threat, right? Because he's telling them it's going to be difficult. All right, next one. وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ فِيكُمْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Okay. What's my harf nasb here? Ahsantum. Well done. It is anna. Harf nasb is anna. Sorry, there's no fa there. Anna. Is anna inna? Is it the same thing? It's a sister of inna, but it's a different word though, right? It's anna. Anna means, what does anna mean? Anna means that, okay? Is there an element of emphasis? Excuse me. Sometimes there is. Sometimes anna has an emphasis. What we will do is, we will translate it as that, okay? Is that right? We'll translate it as that. I'll explain something to you about anna once we finish this sentence, inshallah. Okay, where is my ism ism inna here? Very good. Ism inna is Rasula. What is then the word Allahi? Thank you. Jazakum Allahu khairan. All right. Rasulallahi, Rasula is actually mudaf. Plus mudaf ilayhi is the word Allahi, right? Okay, very good. I like that. Thank you very much. I'm sorry. Yeah. Khabar inna. Yeah, I wrote in the right place. Khabar inna. Not applicable. Very good. What is related? There's no other word here, right? Fiikum. Fi is harf jar, kum is ism majrur. Correct? Very nice. Okay. So anna, we will translate it as that. Okay. Now, tell me, people, what's the translation? Ahsant, Bilal, brother Ismail, mashallah, well done, brother Mushfiq as well, that the messenger of Allah is in you, fikum, i.e. among you. I'm glad that you were able to make that jump. Mashallah, that's awesome. You see, among, sometimes the harf jar is used with a more flexible meaning. I'm sure you can start to see this now, correct? Do you see how harf jar's meaning is a little flexible? Fi means in, fi means among. Because if you're in a group, you're among them, right? Yes or no? Okay, alhamdulillah. So that the messenger of Allah is among you. Okay, anything different about this sentence? Let me write down, if I was to write down, that my ism inna is one. Oops. Ism inna is one in order. Khabar inna is two. And related is three. Here, what do I have? This is the normal order, right? Ism inna, khabar inna, related. What's the order here? Here the related is first. Do you notice that? And then you have one, and there's no two. That is a thing that happens. When you study inna and the sisters, that can happen. The related to khabar can actually be even before the... Before the what? Before the ism. And you notice, it's for emphasis, among you, right? Now, if you were to look at the surah number 49 is surah Hujurat. And what happened in surah Hujurat is some people acted inappropriately with the messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Right? And it's a long and interesting story. Some of them were Bedouins, right? They didn't know any better. Or they were just a little rude. And some of them were esteemed companions. They made a mistake. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding them, أَنَّ فِيكُمْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, among you is the messenger of Allah. Okay? Like, be careful. You see that, people? Like, the reason for the emphasis. There has to be a reason. It cannot just be emphasis for the sake of just trying to add more power to the speech. That's just not that powerful. But here, the emphasis is for the sake of highlighting the point. Look at this ayah here, right? Ayah number 4. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُنَادُونَكَ مِنْ وَرَاءِ الْحُجُرَاتِ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. Those who are calling out to you from outside your apartments are lacking in understanding. Right, these are people, the Bedouins. They stood outside the house of the Prophet and started yelling, "Hey, Muhammad, come out! Ukhruj ilayna ya Muhammad!" It's very inappropriate to do that with anybody. With the Messenger of Allah, it's even more inappropriate. This one, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu la tuqaddimu bayna yaday Allahi wa rasulihi. Do not push yourselves forward in the presence of Allah and His Messenger. This is who? Anybody know who did this? Hint, the two best companions. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq and Umar. They ended up doing this. They were having an argument. The Prophet asked something, they started to argue. And their argument escalated until they started to raise their voices. لَا تَرْفَعُوا أَصْوَاتَكُمْ فَوْقَ صَوْتِ النَّبِي. And Allah reminded them, don't raise your voices above the voice of the Prophet. And to make matters even more interesting, is another Sahabi made another mistake when he said something not entirely accurate about a mission the Prophet gave him. All right, all of these things are in summarized in the first 6 ayat. Okay, 3 errors, and then that's why Allah says, "Wa'alamu anna fiikum Rasulullah." The emphasis. Now you see the reason for the emphasis. Is that a little bit more clear? And also look at what the ayah says. لَوْ يُطِيعُكُمْ فِي كَثِيرٍ مِنَ الْأَمْرِ لَعَنِتُّمْ. If he were to obey you in many things, you would suffer for it. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't let him make the decisions. follow his lead, don't try to lead him. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ حَبَّبَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْإِيمَانِ But Allah has endeared faith to you and beautified in your hearts, and has وَكَرَّهَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْكُفْرَ وَالْفُسُوقَ وَالْعِصِيَانِ And has made the denial of truth, wickedness, and disobedience hateful to you. Meaning that you are good people. You are going, you want to follow the Messenger of Allah. You don't intend to insult him. You don't intend to, be disrespectful. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reassuring them as well. Right? And that's a beautiful way of conversing or conveying the point by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All right. So that is that. Now one other thing is wa'lamu, right? Wa'lamu is, can you tell me what type of word, I'll give you that one away. What type of word is this? Wa'lamu. Command tense. Very good. Okay. Generally with command tense, wa'lamu, know, after that will come anna. Okay. What will come after anna? Oh, sorry. What will come after wa'lamu? Anna, not inna, no, anna. Let me show you another example. Look at that. فَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ You see that? فَاعْلَمُوا Know that Allah is mighty and wise. فَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ Those who make tawbah before it's too late, then know that Allah is forgiving and merciful. فَاعْلَمْ أَنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَن يُصِيبَهُمْ Then know that Allah wants to punish them for their sins. Okay? فَإِن تَوَلَّيْتُمْ فَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا If you turn away, then know that the messenger's duty is only to deliver the message. فَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ مَوْلَاكُمْ فَاعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ Know that there is no God except Allah. Do you see this point, people? This is how it is used in the Quran, and I wanted to highlight this to you all. Okay, very good. All right, if I was to read this, here's a question for you all. The other two, inshallah, will leave for you to look at from the tutorial handouts. I encourage you to do this yourself. This is very easy. This is also pretty easy. There's not that much complicatedness there. But this one, I wanted to point out one last thing before we end the tutorial, which is annafikum. Okay, now here's a tajweed thing. You ready? How long? So, in tajweed, you hold the noon with the shadda for how long? Two harakas. This is a tajweed rule. I'm going to actually write the tajweed rule as maybe in like dark green here. Tajweed rule, you write it as two. But after an, how long is the na? How long is the na? One. Okay. Now, assume for a minute. Is that point clear? I hope you don't. It's not a difficult point, I hope. Okay. Let's look at this one. Inna. Same example. In. This in the tajweed part of it is how long? Two. I'm doing the tajweed part in green. Now, this part is how long? Two as well. Do you notice the difference? What's the difference between these two examples? The alif. If you were to add the alif after inna or anna, what does that become? That becomes we. That becomes the ism of inna, doesn't it? Attached pronoun. Now, assume for a second. Let me go here. That I did this. That I said, or I read it as Anna Fikum Rasulallahi. Is this correct grammatically? This will be wrong grammatically because I have two isms of inna. I would say, well, ism inna is we. Na, right? And it is Rasula. That's wrong. Can't have that. If I was to say, well, Rasulu, does this sentence make any sense? Does this sentence, Anna fikum Rasulullah, does that make any sense? No, that we are among you, the messenger of Allah, also doesn't make any sense. So you see how the meaning gets really, really messed up very fast, for lack of a better word, sorry. If, and this is specifically for Anna and Inna, very quickly it gets distorted. When you don't take care of the correct haraka here. Is that point clear, people? This will be, of course, incorrect. Okay, so I just wanted to highlight this out to you all, inshallah. Jazakumullah khairan. We'll end with this. Please attempt the rest of it at your own time and look at the answer key afterwards. Alhamdulillah. You know, Quran is not just like by an Arabic grammar book. The Quran is meant to be read. So I will also highlight some small tajweed elements for us so that we can understand it and read it correctly, inshallah. Okay? Barakallahu feekum. Exactly, inshallah. Absolutely brother with that. Barakallahu feekum. Ahsan, thank you, brother Mushfiq. Thank you very much, everybody, for coming out and participating. Barakallahu feekum. I'll see you all inshallah ta'ala on Monday. Please do attempt this, the rest of this, by yourself. The idea of attempting this yourself is for you to learn, inshallah ta'ala. And that is kind of how we will move forward. Bismillah. All right. Take care. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.